Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we continue going with the Gatzel Halachos of the Koira. Okay, we're going to go. I'm quite conscious that there is going to be next week Purim, and we're going to be missed a couple of shurim, so I'm trying not to fall behind. Hence, page 442, Siman Shin Samach Gimel, Sivchov Beis. We discussed yesterday the Halacha of a Koira, that if a person does not put a Lechi on the side of the entrance of the Mavui, we learned about Lechi, right? If you've got a mavoi that appears, there is a Rishus Yochid, it's got three walls, but it's open on the fourth side. So we spoke extensively about the idea that, yes, it's a Rishus Yochid, but you're not allowed to carry in the mavoi. Why can you not carry in the mavoi? Because it resembles a little bit like Rishus Rabbim. People may mistaken, and people may by mistake carry in and out of the mavoi into the Rishus Rabbim. Therefore, Chum said, on the fourth, by the entrance of the mavoi, you've got to put up a lechi, which is basically a pole on the side, and we discussed extensively the halachas of the lechis and these various scenarios and styles and positions of lechi which are discussed earlier. That's the lechis. Now, Shulchan Aruch yesterday revealed that not just the lechi can work, but actually there's also a concept called a koira which works. To what's a koira? A koira is a beam. If you put a beam across from the right wall to the left wall, that's fine as well. You can't just put the lechi on. You can't just put the koira on one side to the next. And if it reaches both sides, and we learned that it has to be quite solid, it has to be quite strong. So if it was brick, if you put a brick there, then it's not good enough. If it's quite done, then but if it is, assuming it's strong enough and long enough, then the lechi will allow. Excuse me, then the koira will allow you to carry in the mavoi. That's what we discussed. So a typical koira will be picture number 43, which we saw yesterday. You've got a mavoi, you've got a lechi going across, excuse me, why am I saying lechi? You've got a beautiful koira going across both from one wall to the next, and that allows you to carry. Now, we discussed yesterday that there is a rule, a major a condition with regards to the koira, that the koira must be strong enough to hold an oriach. An oriach is a brick. If the koira is strong enough that it could potentially hold an oriach, a brick, then it's kosher. If it would collapse once you put a brick there, it's no good. Now we're going to be learning Sivchav Beis. What would be the halacha? If you actually you don't have these you don't have these long koiras the way it's meant to be, but instead of that you put two thin koiras next to each other. Each of them would actually not hold a brick; it would crack straight away. But both of them together, yes, they would hold an oriach, a brick. Would it work? The fact that it's two koiras, or are you going to say that half? So are we saying basically the half plus half is one, or are we saying the half plus one is zero? That's basically what we're asking. Half plus half is one, or half plus half is zero. Yeah, what's that? That's what we're discussing over here. What would your instinct tell you? Works or no works? Works. Works. Sivcha Beis, gentlemen. Three lines from the bottom of page 442. If a person placed two beams, one next to the other, you will see a beautiful picture. Picture number six in the... Let's go to the back. 1 minute. It's page 62, and page 62 is found on page 10 in the back. So it's picture 62, which is found on page 10 in the back of our Dish editions. You got it? Yeah, these are very good, these pictures. That's it. That's what Shulchan Aruch speaks about. They need to be right next to each other. But that's the scenario, page 62. So again, you place two koiros, one next to each other. This one will not be able to hold an oriach, a brick. And this one also cannot take the weight of a brick. If both of them together כדי לקבל אריח לרוחבוי תענו תפח ואין בזו לזו שלושת תפוחים. If each of them together will be able to hold a נוריח, and they are close enough than three תפוחים, אין צריך להביא קורא אחר, so you do not need to bring an additional beam. ואם לאו, but if they are further away than three תפוחים, and individually they can hold הנוריח, then צריך להביא קורא אחר, so you actually need to bring another קורא, which is a stronger, bigger קורא. ויש אימים, some say, שצריך לשאיר קורא וזו לזו, בסך תפח, some say, that they need to be one תפח, away from each other, and no further than that. So, the halacha with regards to picture 62 is, they are kosher as long as they are three tefachim close. If they're more than three tefachim close, it's not kosher, and you can't carry in the mavui. The second opinion tells us that it needs to be one tefach from one another, and no further. I believe that, la halacha lemaisa, we are machmir. We continue. Sif Chav Gimel goes into picture 64. Now, I don't know if picture 64 is so clear. I would not have understood it. It is one of those cases that you need the Shulchan Aruch to explain to you the picture. Yeah. But once we get it, we get it. So, picture 62, as explained in Shulchan Aruch Sif Chav Gimel, is as follows. There are, it's a continuation. There are two beams, one next to the other, but those ones they were not mamash right next to each other. One was slightly higher than the other. This reminds me a little bit of my building skills. One is a bit higher than the other. So the first case discussed earlier was the two beams. They were the same height like this. And then we say they need to be three tefachim next to each other, or according to one opinion, one tefach. Put it next to each other. Now we're learning that one is higher than the other. What's the halacha then? Would that work or not? And that's picture 64. I can't even see on that picture which one is the higher one. Which one is the higher one? I mamash can't see. I'm sorry. I mamash don't get it. I don't get a picture. Further one is?
On the brick.
Ah, the further one is on the brick. Okay. Okay, I don't get it, but okay. So achas lemalo veachas lemato. One of them was higher than the other. Roim eso elyoino kilo lemato. We will look as if the top one is further down. Ves tachtoino kilo lemalo. We look at the low one as if it's further up, and therefore it is kosher. Uvelvat shloya elyoino lemalo meesrim. There's one condition, however. You have to remember that they must be all within the general parameters of a koira, meaning shloita elyonu lemalo meesrim. You have to ensure that the higher one is not more than 20 amas high, because if it's more than 20 amas high, it's anyway a problem. So if one of them is higher than 20, then it's possible, even if the other one is within 20. And the low one mustn't be lower than 10, because here again, if it's lower than 10, then and even though the other one is higher than 10, it's still going to be possible. Yes, identical. Absolutely that. That's exactly it. And here again, you have to ensure there must be more than three tefachim away from each other. Not in height and not in horizontal distance. So we have to ensure that they're both on the same height, and they're both within three tefachim from one another. And it needs to be bekavana, which Mishnah Berurah explains. It means So we are looking at it. Then they will be considered equal. So if they're less than three tefachim away from each other, then it'll be considered equal. V'yesh poislin, the Shulchan Aruch does that, his opinion holds that it is possible. And you will not accept a two koiros which are one higher than the other. Siv Chav Dalet is a very, very interesting case. Imagine the following case. There's no picture of this one. Don't know why. Siv Chav Dalet is, imagine you've got Koira, and they said, you know what, if there's anywhere with your beam hanging, so you might as well gain some privacy. Is there anywhere a beam? So he took a big sheet, a massive sheet, and he hanged it over, and now they've got like a kind of mechitza. Looks like a curtain, basically. So, you had a very good, perfectly kosher koira, but now I went mahadrin and I said, I want to make them. He said, you know what? I'm going to put a very nice sheet over it, which now goes all the way down. Might as well. A kind of curtain. Now, what would you say? This is better, this is worse. This is a good mavoi, you can carry it, you cannot carry the mavoi. Any conditions to that? Oh, she's saying koira and mechitza. I will disagree on both. Very good, very good, very good. Shulchan Aruch is going to teach us the Moedig Yesoid. Shulchan Aruch is going to teach us the following. That the koira, you've lost the koira. It's not a visible koira. The whole idea of a koira is that it's a heker. And if it's a see-through, if it's not visible, then you've lost the koira. It's not a koira, so you've lost the koira. So that's it. Koira is not visible. A koira needs to be physically visible, and if it's covered up, you haven't got a koira. Good, okay. Now, with regards to mechitza, you're saying there should be mechitza. So that depends. Is it always going to be mechitza? How much down does it need to be a good mechitza? When is it considered a wall? You are right, in principle, a sheet can be a mechitza, that's correct. But it's not always going to be a kosher mechitza because it needs to go. How far down does it need to go? It does need to go. What if it's only half, if it covers half? Oh, so you won't say kudas? Very good. In principle, you're right. Normally, we'd say kudachis, but you can't say kudachis if it's less than 3 tefachim. So it's not. Let's see. Mamash Shulchan Aruch discusses your very point. Let's see. Sif Chav Dalet. Peres ala koira machzeles. If you spread a machzeles, well, it's a kind of sheet. You spread it over. Machzeles ve'eino noigas ad akaka, and it fails to reach the floor. So very much the scenario just described. Im gevoya me'oretz, if it is higher than the floor, shloshet tefachim v'tefachim psula, it's possible. Because you've got to reach this sheet, this mechitza, this machzeles, needs to reach within 3 tefachim from the ground. Sharei, why is that? Kisu ha-koiro, you've covered the koiro. You've lost the koiro element of it. You've lost the heck of it because it's covered. Ve'edoneres, it's not visible. Uvot lomio is koiro, and it's bottle, it's nullified, it's not nullified. It's been cancelled, not cancelled. It's been, the koira has been nullified, cancelled, is that okay?
It's changed status,
but worse, it's deteriorated. It's downgraded. We'll go for downgraded, I like it. It's not a koira anymore because it's not, you can't see it. You cannot have a koira which is not visible. Okay, ve'eino nires, uvot lomio is koira. Ve'eino nires, it is not seen, it is not visible. Uvot lo, it's cancelled, nullified, mio is koira from being a koira, a halachic beam. Umechitza, now everything else to Rabbi Feingold's point, it's also not a mechitza. Mechitza gam keneino, why? Kevin shegvoya meret shloisha. Because it is further than the ground, 3 more than 3 tefachim. And any mechitza which is not reaching the floor and it's more than 3 tefachim from the floor, we say that it's a problem because Gdim Boykin Boy, the little lambs can go across it and we don't say Kudachis. And therefore, you've got a problem. But if you've got a very wide beam, which goes down further than 10, it's kosher. Let's see what the Mishnah says over here. Sif Kod 9 Ches tells about this mechet machzeles, this sheet. She rotzo liyapois, it's a third wide line. She rotzo liyapois kecheta. He actually meant good. That's one of those people that means good, but ultimately gets everything wrong. You know, it's like one of those people. So he really wanted to make this koira into a very, very special koira. But he messed it up by putting a sheet across. He wants to increase, improve the allowance to carry that. For Peretzel and Machzeles, and he spread a Machzeles over it. He also made sure that it doesn't move too much from the wind. Should also be a mechitza, and that's why he attached it. He tied it on the side. Nevertheless, psulos, if got 9 tests. Even if the machzelet is more than 10 tefachim high, it doesn't make a difference. First of all, it's not a lechi, it's if cotton pay. Ve'enonire, because it's not visible. Imkain, less kan hekka. It's not a hekka, it's not recognizable. So therefore, you've lost that aspect. And it's also not a mechitza because it's more than 3 tefachim from the ground. So that's with regards to this machzeles. Sifkot. Aval imeniach koiro chavon. If you put a koiro which is wider than 10, v'nimshech stas lemato me'asor, and it goes further down than 10. It's a machzeles that goes down. No. This one goes within. This one reaches within. It's the machzeles itself. The beam itself, the koira itself reaches within 10. So it might be higher, but it reaches within 10. If it is, yes. Then it's not like the machzeles. It's the beam itself. Once it reaches 10. So it's not mitam machitza. It's not mitah mechitza. It's not a mechitza at all. So it doesn't matter the fact that it's more than 3 tefachim from the ground. It's a proper koira. No, we're not talking about covered sheet. It's just no sheet. But it is just 10. It's 10 down. It's very substantial. But if you place a koira chava, a koira which is that wide, v'nimsheches k'tzas lemato me'asoro, and it goes down within 10, k'sheret is kosher because it is the koira itself which is that substantial, and therefore it's kosher. It's a good hekel. Seif chofei. It's a bit obvious. What's the chiddush? What is the chiddush? What is the chiddush you're asking?
It must be saying because you've got something which is hanging down.
Says the Mishnah Berurah, ask you a question. Koiro rechovas, if cotton pay aleph, roitzeloim ashir rechovas sarot fochim. Vehava mina, I would have perhaps thought, kevin shir rechovo kokach, since it's very wide. Shem mechitza oleo, you might have thought that perhaps it gets a shem mechitza for lo shem koiro, and he loses the same koiro. Perhaps the koiro has got a maximum shear. Kamashmanon, that's kosher. Just because it's big, it doesn't lose its name of a koiro. Machzeles shani, machzeles is different. The kisa is a koiro ve'enu nikere. Ve'enu nikere. Machzeles is different because you've covered up. Seif chofei. No al shtei esei dois akumois. Al shnei kosei amovoi. Now here, picture 68 is really helping us. Now I'm not quite sure. I would have probably done the picture a little bit different. Seif chofei is discussing a case that there is shnei seidos, which literally a yosed is a hook. You've got 2 hooks sticking out from the wall.
Peg,
thank you. And they're sticking out from each side. And they're crooked. And what happens is that the crookedness goes into the mavoi, and you place the koira on it. Now what's the complexity of this scenario, of this case, of this question? What is perhaps not so straightforward? Why would you have thought that perhaps this is no good? It's not on top. It's not on top. That's right. It's like it's distance. It's remote. And also, the it could even be that the koira doesn't even reach both sides of the wall. It's a bit smaller. Now I don't like this picture so much because I feel that it's a bit exaggerated. I would have probably made a little bit, well, it depends, I suppose. Let's see what Shulchan Aruch says. Not shteis seidos, what did you say? Yeah. Pegs. You put 2 pegs. Akuma is crooked. Halchnei kos la mavoi on both sides of the mavoi. Yeah, okay, we get that. Vaknemusa and its crookedness, noite, goes towards Lesoich HaMavoi into the inside of the Mavoi, for Nosan, and he placed HaKoira Alem, you place the Koira on top of it. Picture 68. Ve'ein be'eseido is tefach. And the pegs do not have a tefach. Shushir Koira, Lyois Nechshavim Koira. It is not, the pegs themselves are not substantial, they're only a tefach or less. If it is less than 3 tfachim, the distance between the wall and this koira, then it is kosher. So if from the wall to the koira is less than 3 tfachim, it's okay. If it is more than 3 tfachim, it's possible. Shon royim, we look at it kilu, we ignore this peg, and we look at it as if it is on the wall of the Mavui, ve'ikilu ha-koiro negas b'mavui, as if the koiro is actually touching, and is lying on top of the Mavui. V'imesh b'gavon ha-binyot yosan shloish ha-psula, but if it is more than 3 tfachim, then it is possible. So here we go. In case 68, it depends how much the distance is between the wall to the koiro. If it's more than 3 tfachim, it's possible. If it's less than 3 tfachim, it's kosher. So Rabbi Yisrael, what we learned this evening, we learned about two koiras, one next to each other. If they are on equal height, then Sifchov Beis taught us that if they are together, they can hold an ariach, then it's kosher, as long as they are 3 tefachim from one another. According to the second opinion, they must be 1 tefach from another, not more. Then we learned in Sifchov Gimel that one is slightly higher than the other. Here again, we look at Roin, and it's fine, it's kosher, as long as the low one is not less than 10, the high one is not more than 20. There is poislin. Siv Chavdala teaches us that if you spread a machzeles over the koira, then it's possible. If the machzeles doesn't reach 3 tefachim from the floor. If it does reach 3 tefachim from the floor, it's going to be a prop machitz and it's okay. It's not koira anymore because it's covered up. Siv Chavhei teaches us that if you've got two pegs sticking out from the walls and you put the beam on top, it is possible. But if the pegs are less than 3 tefachim from the wall, then it's going to be kosher. Okay, I wish you a very good Shabbos.